1798, the United States wages an undeclared naval war against France. Marines land in Puerto Plata. In 1801, the U.S. wages a war with Tripoli in Libya called First Barbary War. 1806, U.S. military forces enter Spanish territory and headwaters of the Rio Grande. 1806, U.S. naval vessels attack French and Spanish shipping in the Caribbean. 1810, troops invade and seize western Florida, a Spanish possession. 1812, troops seize Amalia Island and adjacent territories in Spanish East Florida. 1813, U.S. forces seize Nuka-Hiva and establish first U.S. naval base in the Pacific on the Marquesas Island. 1814, U.S. troops seize Pensacola in Spanish East Florida. 1814, U.S. naval squadron engages French, British, and Spanish shipping in the Caribbean. 1850, U.S. naval fleet under Captain Stephen de Couture wages Second Barbary War in North Africa. 1860, U.S. troops attack and seize Nicholas Fort, Amelia Island, and other strategic locations in Spanish East Florida. Spain eventually cedes East Florida to the U.S. 1812, U.S. Marines land at numerous cities in the Spanish island of Cuba and also in Spanish Puerto Rico. 1827, Marines invade the Greek islands of Argentiere, Mykonos, and Andros in Greece. 1831, U.S. naval squadrons aggress the Falkland Islands in the South Atlantic. 1832, U.S. naval squadrons attack Calabatu and Sumatra, Dutch East Indies. 1833, U.S. forces land in Buenos Aires and engage local combatants in Argentina. 1835, U.S. troops dispatched twice for counterinsurgency operations in Peru. 1836, U.S. troops assist Texas War for Independence against Mexico. 1837, U.S. naval incident on the Canadian border leads to mobilization of a large force to invade Canada. 1838, U.S. naval forces sent to Sumatra for a punitive expedition in the Dutch East Indies. 1840, U.S. naval forces deployed and Marines land in Fiji. 1841, U.S. naval forces deployed and Marines land in Samoa. 1842, U.S. naval forces temporarily seize cities of Monterrey and San Diego in Mexico. 1843, Marines land in Can, China. 1843, Marines land in the Ivory Coast. 1846, the U.S. wages a full-scale war against Mexico. 1849, U.S. naval forces are dispatched to Smyrna in the Ottoman Empire, now known as Turkey. 1852, U.S. Marines land in Buenos Aires, Argentina. 1854, the U.S. Navy bombards and largely destroys the city of San Juan del Narco, Nicaragua. The Marines set fire to the entire city. 1855, 1854. Commodore Perry and his fleet are deployed to Yokohama. 1855. The U.S. Marines land in Montevideo, Uruguay. 1856. U.S. Marines land for counterinsurgency campaign in Colombia and the Panama region. 1856. Marines deployed again to Canton, China. 1856. Naval forces seize small islands of Jarvis, Baker, and Howland in the Hawaiian Islands. 1857. U.S. Marines land again on Nicaragua. 1858. U.S. Marines land again in Montevideo, Uruguay. 1858. U.S. Marines land again in Fiji. 1859. U.S. deploys a large naval force to Paraguay. 1859, British troops enter Shanghai, China. 1859, U.S. military force enters northern area of Mexico. 1860, U.S. troops land at Cacembo, Portuguese West Africa. 1860, U.S. troops and naval forces are deployed to Colombia. 1863, U.S. troops land in Shimonoseki, Japan. 1864, U.S. troops land in Yedo, Japan. 1865, U.S. Marines land in Colombia in the Panama region. In 1866, the U.S. troops invade and seize Matamoros, but later withdraw. 1866, U.S. Marines land in Nuchuan, China. 1867, U.S. Marines land in Managua and León in Nicaragua. 1867, U.S. Marines land in Formosa Island, Taiwan. 1867, U.S. naval forces seize the island in the Hawaiian archipelago called Midway Island for a naval base. 1868, U.S. naval forces deployed at Osaka, Hyogo, Nagasaki, Yokohama, and Niigata in Japan. 1868, U.S. Marines land again in Montevideo, Uruguay. 1870, U.S. Marines land again in Colombia. 1871, U.S. forces land in Korea. 1873, U.S. Marines land in Colombia, the Panama region. 1874, sailors and Marines land in the state of Hawaii. 1876, U.S. Army again occupies Matamoros, Mexico. 1882, U.S. troops land in British Egypt. 1885, U.S. troops land in Cologne, in Panama City. 1885, U.S. forces are deployed to Samoa. 1887, the U.S. Navy gains right to build permanent naval base in Pearl Harbor. In Hawaii. 1888, U.S. troops land in Haiti. 1888, U.S. Marines land in Samoa. 1889, 1889, U.S. troops clash with German naval forces in Samoa. 1890, U.S. sailors land in Buenos Aires, Argentina. 1891, U.S. sailors land in the major port city of Valparaíso, Chile. 1891, U.S. Marines land on U.S. claimed Nabassa Island in Haiti. 1893, U.S. Marines and other naval forces land and overthrow the monarchy in Hawaii. 1894, U.S. Marines land at Bluefields on the eastern coast of Nicaragua. 1894, U.S. Marines are stationed at Tianjin, Beijing, China. 1894, U.S. Marines land and remain in Seoul, Korea. 1895, U.S. Marines are sent to the town of Bogota, Colombia. 1896, U.S. Marines land in the port of Corinto, Nicaragua. 1898, Marines land at the port city of San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua. 1898, U.S. naval forces seize Guam Island from Spain. U.S. holds the island permanently. 1898, U.S. naval and land forces seize Cuba from Spain. 1898, U.S. naval and land forces seize Puerto Rico from Spain. 1898, naval forces defeat the Spanish fleet and the U.S. takes control of the Philippines. 1899, U.S. military units are reinforced for extensive counterinsurgency operations. 1899, U.S. naval forces land in Seoul. 1899, U.S. Marines land in Nicaragua. 1900, U.S. forces intervene in several cities in China. 1901, U.S. Marines land in Colombia and Panama. 1902, U.S. forces land in Bocas del Toro, Colombia. 1903, with U.S. backing, a group of Northern Colombia declares independence as a state of Panama. 1903, U.S. Navy begins development of Apra Harbor on a permanent base installation in Guam. 1903, U.S. Marines go ashore at Puerto Cortez in Honduras. 1903, U.S. Marines land in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. 1904, U.S. Marines land and stay in Seoul, Korea. 1906, U.S. Marines land in Cuba. The U.S. builds a major naval base at Guantanamo Bay. 1907, U.S. troops seize major centers in Nicaragua. 1907, U.S. Marines land and take up garrison in cities of Quito, Ceiba, Puerto Cortez, San Pedro, Laguna, and Tolima in Honduras. 1908, U.S. Marines land and carry out operations in Panama. 1910, U.S. Marines land in Bluefields, Corinto, in Nicaragua. 1911, U.S. Marines intervene in Honduras. 1911, the U.S. builds up its military presence in China to the force of 5,000 troops and a fleet of 44 vessels, patrolling China's coasts and rivers. Sends army troops into combat in Nevada. 1912, U.S. Army troops intervene in Panama. 1912, U.S. Marines land in Honduras. 1912, U.S. Marines intervene in Nicaragua. In a 20-year occupation of the country allows. 1913, U.S. Marines land in Chiapas Estado, in Mexico. 1913, U.S. Naval forces engage in battles in the Central Central
Republic.
1914, U.S. forces seize and occupy Mexico's major port city, Veracruz, April through November.
And they were, I was just about feeling for America.
1915, an expeditionary force, U.S. Army of General John J. Pershing, crosses the Texas border
at the same
and penetrates
time,
several hundred miles into Mexican territory.
Bloody good bunch of killers.
1914, U.S. troops land, aerial bombard, leading to a 19-year military occupation. 1960, U.S. military intervenes in the Dominican Republic, leading to an 8-year occupation. 1970, U.S. naval forces lands in Cuba, beginning a 15-year occupation. 1918, U.S. troops intervene in Panama and remain on police duty for 2 years. 1918, U.S. naval forces and army troops fight battles in several areas of Russia. 1919, U.S. Marines intervene in Dalmatia, Yugoslavia. 1919, U.S. Marines land in Honduras. 1920, U.S. troops intervene in Guatemala. 1922, U.S. Marines engage in operations in Smyrna, Turkey. 1922, U.S. naval forces and troops deployed during a 5-year period in China. 1924, U.S. troops land twice in a 2-year period in Honduras. 1925, U.S. Marines land and engage in operations in Panama. 1927, U.S. Marines and naval forces stationed throughout the country in China. 1932, U.S. naval forces intervene in El Salvador. 1933, U.S. naval forces are deployed in Cuba. 1934, U.S. Marines land in Fuzhou, China. 1946, U.S. troops deployed in the northern province of Iran. 1946, U.S. commits a major army presence of about 100,000 troops in China. 1947, U.S. forces wage a 3-year counterinsurgency in Greece. 1948, heavy CIA involvement in the national elections in Italy. 1949, U.S. commando operations in secret CIA war in the Philippines. 1950, U.S. major forces engaged in war in Korea in the Korean Peninsula. 1953, CIA overthrows government and deprives Minister Mohammad Mossadegh in Iran. 1954, financial and material support for colonial French military operations leads eventually to direct U.S. military involvement in Vietnam. 1954, CIA overthrows the government of President Jacobo Arbenz Guzman in Guatemala. 1958, U.S. Marines and Army units totaling 14,000 land in Lebanon. 1958, clashes between U.S. forces in the Canal Zone and local citizens in Panama. 1959, U.S. Marines land in Haiti. 1960, CIA-backed overthrow and assassination of Prime Minister Patrice Lumumba in the Congo. 1960, gradual induction of military advisors and special forces in Vietnam. 1961, CIA-backed Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. 1962, nuclear threat and naval blockade of Cuba. 1962, CIA-backed military coup in Laos. 1963, CIA-backed military overthrow of President José María Velasco Ibarra in Ecuador. 1964, clashes between U.S. forces in Canal Zone and local citizens in Panama. 1964, CIA-backed military coup overthrows the government of Brazil. 1965, large commitment of military forces including air, naval, and ground units numbering up to 500,000 troops in Vietnam. 1965, CIA-backed army coup overthrows President Sukarno and brings General Suharto to power in Indonesia. 1965, CIA-backed military coup overthrows President Joseph Sababu and brings Joseph Mobutu to power in the Congo. 1965, 23,000 troops land in the Dominican Republic. 1965, U.S. bombing campaign begins in Laos, lasting 8 years. 1966, CIA-backed military coup ousts President Kwame Nkrumah in Ghana. 1966, extensive counterinsurgency operation in Guatemala. 1969, CIA supports military coup against Prince Sihanouk in Cambodia. 1970, counterinsurgency operation including coordination with Iranian Marine invasion in Oman. 1971, invasion by U.S. and South Vietnamese forces in Laos. 1973, CIA-backed military coup ousts government of President Salvador Allende in Chile. General Augusto Pinochet comes to power.
This is serious business that we're involved in. That's religious, and God cares.
1975, U.S. Marines land engage in combat with government forces in Cambodia. 1976, military and CIA operations in Angola. 1980, special operation units land in an Iranian desert. 1981, naval jets shoot down two Libyan jets over the Mediterranean. 1981, CIA and Special Forces begin a long counterinsurgency campaign in El Salvador. 1981, CIA directs exile contra operations in Nicaragua. 1982, Marines land and naval forces fire on local combatants in Lebanon. 1983, military forces invade Grenada. 1983, a large program of military assistance aimed at conflict in Nicaragua and Honduras. 1984, two Iranian jets shot down over the Persian Gulf in Iran. 1986, U.S. aircraft bombed the cities of Tripoli and Benghazi, Libya. 1986, U.S. Special Forces engage in counterinsurgency in Bolivia. 1987, U.S. naval forces block Iranian shipping in Iran. 1989, U.S. naval aircraft shoot down two Libyan jets over the Gulf of Sidra in Libya. 1989, CIA and special forces involved in counterinsurgency in the Philippines. 1989, 27,000 troops as well as naval and air power used to build the government of President Noriega. 1990, U.S. troops deployed to Liberia. 1990, major military operations, including naval blockade, airstrikes, large number of troops attack Iraqi forces. 1991, control of Iraqi airspace in north and south of the country. 1991, CIA-backed military coup ousts President Jean Bertrand Aristide.
The only thing you're concerned about, living or dying. Everything else is unimportant.
1992, Special Operation Forces intervene in Somalia.
That's what it's like.
1992, major role in NATO blockade of Serbia, Montenegro, and Yugoslavia. 1993, active military involvement with air and ground forces in Bosnia. 1994, troops deposed military rulers and restored President Jean Bertrand Aristide to office in Haiti. 1995.
It's a long war, a very difficult war to understand. But
airfields in Croatia are attacked by U.S. forces.
I volunteered to go.
1996, U.S. Marines involved in operations in the eastern region of Zaire. 1997, U.S. troops deployed to Liberia. 1998, airstrikes destroyed the country of Sudan's major pharmaceutical plants. 1998, U.S. attacks targets in Afghanistan. 1998, 4 days of intensive air and missile strikes in Iraq. 1999, major U.S. involvement in NATO airstrikes in Yugoslavia. 2001, NATO troops shipped and partially disarmed Albanian rebels in Macedonia. 2001, air attacks and ground operations oust Taliban government in Afghanistan. 2003, U.S. invasion of Iraq.
This is a transmission from a future that will not happen. From a people who don't exist. Why can we imagine the ending of the world, yet not the ending of colonialism? We live the future of a past that is not our own. It is a history of utopian fantasies and apocalyptic idealization. It is a pathogenic global social order of imagined futures built upon genocide, enslavement, ecocide, and total ruination. What conclusions are to be realized in a world constructed of bones and empty metaphors? A world of fetishized endings calculated amidst the collective fiction of virulent specters. From religious tomes to fictionalized scientific entertainment, each imagined timeline constructed so predictably, beginning, middle, and ultimately, the end. This way of living, of culture, is one of domination that consumes all for its own benefit. It is an economic and political reordering to fit a reality resting on pillars of competition, ownership, and control in pursuit of profit and permanent exploitation. It professes freedom, yet its foundation is set on land stolen while its very structure is built by stolen lives. It is this very culture that must always have an enemy other to lay blame, to lay claim, to affront, enslave, and murder. A subhuman enemy that any and all forms of extreme violence are not only permitted but expected to be put upon. If it doesn't have an intermediate other, an immediate other, it meticulously constructs one. This other is not made from fear, but its destruction is compelled by it. This other is constituted from apocalyptic axioms and permanent misery. This othering, these white-coal disease is perhaps best symptomatized in its simplest stratagem, in that of our silence remakening. They are dirty. They are unsuited for life. They are unable. They are incapable. They are disposable. They're non-believers. They're unworthy. They're made to benefit us. They hate our freedom. They are undocumented. They're queer. They're black. They're indigenous. They're less than. They're against us. Until finally, they are no more. In this constant mantra of violence reframed, it's either you or it's them. It is the other who is sacrificed for an immortal and cancerous continuity. It is the other who is poisoned, who is bombed, who is left quietly beneath the rubble. This way of unbeing, which has infected all aspects of our life, which is responsible for the annihilation of entire species, the toxification of oceans, air, and earth, the clear-cutting and burning of whole forests, mass incarceration, the technological possibility of world-ending warfare, and raising the temperatures of a global scale. This is the deadly politics of capitalism. It's a pandemic. Many worlds have gone before this one. Our traditional histories are tightly woven with the fabric of the birthing and ending of worlds. Through these cataclysms, we have gained many lessons that have shaped who we are and how we are to be with one another. Our ways of being are informed through finding harmony through and from the destruction of worlds, the elliptic, birth, death, rebirth. We have an unknowing of histories upon histories of the world that is part of us. It is the language of the cosmos. It speaks in prophecies long carved in the scars where our ancestors dreamed. It is the ghost dance, the seven fires, the birth of the white buffalo, the seventh generation. It is the five suns. It is written in stone near Oraibi and beyond. These prophecies are not just predictive. They have also been diagnostic and instructive. We are the dreamers dreamt by our ancestors. We have traversed all time between the breaths of our dreams. We exist at once with our ancestors and unbirthed generations. Our future is held in our hands. It is our mutuality and interdependence. It is our relative. It is in the creases of our memories, folded gently by our ancestors. It is our collective dream time. And it is now, then, tomorrow, yesterday. The anti-colonial imagination isn't a subjective reaction to colonial futurisms. It is anti-settler future. Our life cycles are not linear. Our future exists without time. It is a dream, uncolonized. Silent skies, the world breathes again, and the fever subsides. The land is quiet, waiting for us to listen. When there are less distractions, we go to the place where our ancestors emerged, and there our voice. There is a song older than worlds here. Heals deeper than the colonizer's blade could ever cut. And there, our voice. We are always healers. This is the first medicine. Colonialism is a plague. Capitalism is pandemic.
These systems are anti-life. They will not be compelled to cure themselves. We will not allow these corrupted, sickened systems to recuperate. We will spread. We are the antibodies.
Thank you.